Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
Hello again. Would you like to go on a journey today with the most famous woman who has ever lived? We're going on a thrilling adventure through the life of Mary, the mother of Jesus, as we discover her incredible faith and bravery. From the angel Gabriel's awe-inspiring visit to the stable in Bethlehem, witness the wonder and challenges Mary embraced as she played a crucial role in God's plan. Each moment of this story is filled with excitement, challenges, and profound faith that will inspire you to see the wonder of God's work in your own life. Are you ready? Off we go. In the quiet, sun-kissed village of Nazareth, where the days flow gently like the streams winding through the hills, there lived a young girl named Mary. She was much like any of you might be, curious, kind-hearted, and full of dreams about the future. But Mary was also very special because she had a great love for God and spent many moments of her day in prayer, hoping to live a life that was pleasing to him. One bright afternoon, as Mary was in her small, cosy room, the air around her began to shimmer like the surface of a pond touched by the morning sun. Can you imagine how startling it would be if your room suddenly filled with brilliant, glowing light? That's exactly what happened to Mary. And then in the midst of this glowing light, an angel appeared. The angel was majestic, with a voice both gentle and powerful, echoing around the room like a soft bell. The angel said, "Greetings, favoured one. The Lord is with you." Mary looked around, her heart beating fast. What could this mean? She was just a simple girl. Why would an angel come to visit her? The angel saw her confusion and fear and said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. You will give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He'll be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary's eyes widened in wonder and awe. "How can this be?" Mary asked the angel. The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Now think for a moment. How do you feel if you were told that you'd play a part in such a big plan? Scared? Excited? Confused? Mary felt all these things, but her faith was strong. She knew that nothing was impossible for God. So, taking a deep breath, Mary answered, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." With those brave words, the angel left her. And just like that, Mary's life changed forever. But even though she was a teeny bit scared, she felt a deep peace inside her. She knew God was with her, and she trusted him completely. How do you think you would react if you were in Mary's place? Would you be as brave and faithful as she was? With the angel's visit, Mary's great adventure had just begun. It was going to be a journey filled with challenges and wonders, one that would lead her to places she'd never imagined. And all through it, her faith would be her guide, lighting the path ahead like the stars light up the night sky. As the days passed, Mary often thought about the angel's visit and the miraculous news that she had received. She knew her life was about to change in ways she could only imagine, But before those changes could happen, Mary and her husband Joseph faced a new challenge that came from far away in the grand city of Rome. One chilly morning, as the leaves turned golden and the air whispered of the coming winter, a decree, a special order, went out from Caesar Augustus, the emperor. Everyone had to travel to their family towns to be registered. Can you guess where Joseph, who was a descendant of King David, had to go? That's right, to Bethlehem, the city of David. And Mary, being his wife, would travel with him. Imagine how Mary must have felt, knowing she would soon be the mother of the Son of God, and now having to go on such a long and difficult journey. The road to Bethlehem wasn't an easy one. It wound through hills and valleys, and the journey would take many days of walking or riding on a donkey. Have you ever been on a long trip? How did you feel during the journey? Did you say, "Are we there yet?" As they travelled, the landscape changed around them. They passed olive trees and wheat fields, climbed rugged hills, and at night they rested under the stars, wrapped in their cloaks against the cold. Each night Joseph built a small fire and they shared simple meals, talking softly about the future, their hopes and their worries. Can you picture that? How do you think you would feel sitting by a fire under the vast starry sky, waiting for a miracle to happen? Mary, despite being tired from the journey, kept a hopeful heart. She felt the baby move within her, a gentle reminder of the angel's words and God's promise. Each flutter and kick strengthened her faith and resolve. But as they neared Bethlehem, a new worry crept into their hearts. The city was crowded, and finding a place to stay would be difficult. Through all these challenges, Mary's journey to Bethlehem wasn't just a trip across the countryside. It was a journey of faith, a testament to trusting in God's plan, no matter how difficult the path seemed. Like Mary, we can learn to trust in God's timing and care, even when things seem uncertain. What are some of the ways you trust in your family or friends when facing something unknown? Finally, after many long days and cold nights on the road, Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem. The city was bustling with people, all there for the census, just like them. Can you imagine how crowded and noisy it must have been, with families everywhere, merchants calling out to sell their goods, and children running through the streets? Joseph, with a worried brow, went from inn to inn seeking a place for them to stay. But at every door the answer was, "No room." The sky was growing darker and the air cooler. Mary, holding her tummy, felt the first stirrings of labour, which means that the baby is coming. They needed to find somewhere, anywhere, to rest. Can you think of a time when you were really hoping for something, you really needed something, and it seemed like it just wasn't going to happen? How did that make you feel? As they reached the edge of the town, they found a kind innkeeper who saw Mary's condition and took pity on them. "I've no rooms left," he said apologetically, "but you can use my stable. It's not much, but it will keep you dry and warm." Grateful, Mary and Joseph accepted his offer. They followed him to a small, humble stable where animals peacefully rested. It was a simple place, with hay on the floor and a gentle smell of animals and earth. Joseph quickly set to work, making a comfortable spot for Mary to rest, and draped their cloaks over it to keep Mary warm. As the stars began to twinkle in the night sky, Mary knew it was time. The saviour of the world would soon be born, not in a grand palace, but in a humble stable. In the quiet of the night, with only soft sounds of the animals around them, Mary gave birth to Jesus. There were no crowds or fanfare, just Joseph and the gentle animals witnessing this miracle. When Jesus was born, Mary wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him gently in a manger, a sort of trough out of which animals ate. Can you picture that peaceful scene? The Son of God sleeping quietly in a simple manger, his mother Mary watching over him with love and wonder. That night, something amazing happened in the sky. A bright star appeared, shining directly above where Jesus was born. Shepherds in the fields nearby saw the star and felt a great joy fill their hearts. Angels appeared to them, singing gloriously, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." The shepherds decided they had to see this great event for themselves. They hurried to the stable and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus, just as the angels had told them. They knelt before the manger, overwhelmed with joy and reverence. They knew that they were witnessing something miraculous. As the night passed, Mary held her new baby close, feeling a profound peace and joy. She pondered all these events in her heart, knowing that her son, Jesus, was destined for great things. His birth was a message of hope, of love, and of peace for the whole world. Mary's journey of faith had led her to this holy moment, a moment that would change the world forever. Her trust in God's plan showed us all the power of faith and obedience. How do you think Mary felt, looking down at Jesus, knowing who he was and what he would become? As we finish our journey through the first part of Mary's incredible story, we're left to think about some really big things. From the moment the angel Gabriel visited her in Nazareth to the quiet night she gave birth in the Bethlehem stable, Mary's story is one of unwavering faith and trust in God. Mary accepted God's plan with courage, even though it was filled with uncertainty and challenges. She showed us that true bravery isn't about never being afraid, but about trusting God even when we are. How can you, like Mary, find the strength to say yes to God's plans, even when they scare us? Throughout her journey, Mary faced each difficulty with a heart full of faith. Whether travelling to Bethlehem or giving birth in a stable, she never lost sight of God's presence and his promises. This reminds us that no matter where we are or what we're going through, God is with us, guiding us through every moment. Of course, Mary's story doesn't end at the stable. It continues through her raising of Jesus, seeing his miracles, and standing by his side to the very end. Her journey was long and sometimes painful, but her faith never wavered. Mary's life is a beautiful example of the kind of faith that doesn't just keep us going, but which changes everything and gives us power. As young listeners, you may have many adventures ahead of you. Like Mary, you'll face challenges and choices. Remember her story and let it inspire you to live with faith and courage. Believe, know that God has a plan for you, just as he did for Mary. Be open to it. Trust in it, and follow it with all of your heart. Let Mary's life encourage you to be brave, to be faithful, and to embrace the plans that God has for you. How can you trust God like Mary did?